Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Yad Gerzo Shom Re'emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment in Thoughts on the 3 Weeks. We've spent the first few sessions reflecting on what it means to have a Beis HaMikdash, to have a temple, and if we reflect that way, we can begin to understand a bit what it is that we're mourning. What I'd like to think about next is just our outlook on how it could be that we as a nation have such trying times. When we focus on the destructions of the first and second temple, we of course know also that on Tisha B'Av we customarily reflect on sorrows, on calamities that have befallen us throughout the generations. Many of us in our shuls will say a special kina reflecting on the Holocaust. We talk about the Spanish Inquisition. We talk about so many things on Tisha B'Av. So many terrible times for Klal Yisrael, and the very basic, obvious question of if we are indeed God's chosen nation, why are all these things happening to us, and how are we to view these things, is a very fair question. It's interesting. There's a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Hamad Beis, quoting the Pasuk in Eicha, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael, that God cast down from heaven to earth the glory of Israel. And Rebbe on this pasuk says that sometimes the glory of Israel seems like it's cast from a lofty roof to a deep, deep pit. And that quote, Me'igra Rama Labeira Mikta, seems to really capture this dilemma of how it is that we are to look at being the chosen people, God's chosen people, and yet a people that suffers such terrible tragedies and calamities. There's an interesting Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, Daf Samech Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was walking with his students, and he saw a certain woman picking barley out of the excrement of a neighbor's animal. So the way she was gathering barley was she was picking it out of an animal's excrement, and it wasn't even her own excrement. It was such a symbol of poverty. And he turned to his students and said that he remembers when this woman got married, and he remembers the astronomical value placed in her ksuba. We know that the ksuba that we all have at weddings actually has an optional place for adding great amounts. We Ashkenazim normally don't play at all with the values on the ksuba, but you could imagine if a woman's ksuba added a very high amount to the value, it must be that we're dealing with wealthy families. So here it is. He remembers this woman that had an extraordinary price tag on her ksuba, and the same woman is picking through animal dung for barley. And he went on to say, Ashreichem Yisrael, how fortunate you are, Israel, that Bezman Shos Ritzono Shomakom, when you do the will of God, no nation can rule over you, and at a time that you're not doing the will of God, we're given over to the most poverty, the most poor of contexts. And it's such a strange thing that he should say, Ashreichem Yisrael, how fortunate you are for this. What do you mean, how fortunate you are? How tragic it is that sometimes you could have the highest highs, that other times you could have the lowest lows. So the Maral on this Gemara makes a very important point. And he says, the point that Yochanan ben Zakkai is trying to convey is that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, in our ideal mode, are so whole, are so complete. And that means that if we're missing something, we're doing something, again, we're not talking about private tragedies. That's a whole different question. We're talking about on a national level. If we as a nation are doing something inappropriately, then our mold is incomplete. If it's incomplete, then yes, God does punish us. God treats us in a way very different than he would like to because we're not serving our mission. But the Maral's point is that the fact that you see that Klal Yisrael can go from the highest highs to the lowest lows shows you that if we're at anything less than an ideal form, God is quite disappointed and might even punish us as a nation, which on the one hand is very depressing, and that's very much of what Tisha B'Av is about. But on the other hand, it shows how much potential and how significant of a role we have in this world. A worthwhile thing to think about. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.